الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward is for those who have taqwa. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners. And that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, to all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin reminding myself, cautioning myself and you to have taqwa, al-khawf wa raja, that we fear Allah Azza wa Jal and hope in the mercy of Allah, and that we hear the words of Allah Azza wa Jal and we obey. And Almighty Allah Subhanahu has revealed in the Arabic language in a way that would be relevant not only to society 1400 years ago, but would continue to be relevant unto the day of resurrection. Allah Subhanahu revealed, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, fear Allah in the way He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of Islam. And when this verse was revealed, it had a big impact upon the believers. Because Allah is saying, Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati. Have the consciousness of Him, have the fear of Him and the hope of Him in the way that it should be. And they wondered, how can we do something like this? And by the mercy of Allah, preceding or succeeding verses were revealed where Allah Subhanahu told the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha mastata'tu. O you who believe, have the fear of Allah to the best of your ability. To the best of your ability. And so then it was understood, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati mastata'tu. That you should fear Allah in the way He should be feared, but according to your abilities. And so Allah is so merciful to us in this text, which gives us a flexibility, which gives us a living revelation that we can relate to even now in the 21st century. And this mighty verse, repeated often on the mimbars and in the programs Muslims have throughout the world, in the end it said, do not die except in a state of Islam. So the key point which is coming to us in the end is that we should try our best to pass through this world in transition, coming out of this world into the barzakh zone. We all have to leave this dunya. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul must face death. And so as we are making this transition, try your best to be in a state of Islam. And that is the three letters, Sin, Lam, Mim, Salama. Very important letters. We constantly use it when we speak to each other. Assalamu alaikum. We're constantly using this phrase. It is one of the key elements of our deen. And what is important about this is that the Islam itself, and Allah told us for our life, inna deena indallahi al-Islam, that while we are living, that verily the religion, the way of life, which is acceptable to Allah is Islam, is submission to the Creator. So we understand peace and istislam, surrender, submission. So we are finding peace through submission to the will of Allah. And that Salama concept, these three letters are so important that they appear again when Allah Azza wa Jal is talking to us about what will happen after death, when we face Allah. And then in the 26th chapter of Shu'ara, verse 89, Allah revealed to us, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That the day on which neither wealth nor sons will be of any benefit to you except the one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Salama, Salim. Qalbin Salim. And so that concept of peace, that concept of surrender to the will of Allah is one that we need to culture in our lives. And never give that up. And teach our children, the bottom line is that we want to remain as Muslims until the last breath. They should know this as their bottom line. No matter what happens in the world, no matter what people say, as our last breath, to be a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in giving us the month of Ramadan, and speaking about it, Allah has told us, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. That this month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance to humanity and clear evidence. بينات من الهدى والفرقان. It is clear evidence from the guidance and from the Furqan, that which separates truth from falsehood. And that is one of the beauties of Ramadan, the state that we are in, because it makes things clear, the spiritual air is clear. And if we can't see what's happening now, then we're blind. And so, this month again, is making things clear. And believers have found themselves in pressure in many parts of the world. The recent mass murder in Orlando, Florida, by an individual who had nothing to do with Islam, a wife beater, a mentally deranged person, because of the climate, is attached to Muslims. And so, if it happened to another faith, it might be different. But in our case, and this is not by chance, we're guilty until proven innocent. But this is a challenge. It is a challenge to us, given to us in the month of Ramadan. The Islamophobes, those people who are dedicated and financed to try to put out the light of Islam, to try to take apart the religion so there's nothing left but a name. The Islamophobes, because of the mass murder, gain strength in the Western countries. And so we find attacks happening throughout the United States. We find imams and leaders under severe pressure from the radio, from the television, from the internet, in the news. Even now we see with the building of the right wing that even the United Kingdom itself, even Britain itself now in its latest move, has sent shockwaves through the communities by refusing to be part of the European Union. And by doing this, the right wing feels that it is stronger. They feel that with a hypocritical approach, a one-sided approach, that somehow they can change right into wrong. They can control things. We should never forget that July 2011, Anders Breivik, who in Oslo, Norway, a right-wing extremist, attacked the government building. He first killed 8 people and then he killed 68 people on the Utøya Island outside of Oslo. He wrote a manifesto, 1,500-page manifesto of extremism against Muslims. He joined the ranks of the international Islamophobes and he called it a European Declaration of Independence. After that mass murder, he was only put in jail. He's in jail and he's recently made a complaint that his internet is not strong enough in the jail. He wants more bandwidth to be able to enjoy himself in jail. Never forget June 17, 2015 in Charleston, South Carolina. Another right-wing extremist connected ideologically to South African apartheid extremists went into a Christian church, an African-American Christian church, sat with the people, listened to their sermon, and then gunned them down. And when he escaped and he was finally caught, he said he was hungry. A mass murderer. He said he was hungry, so they took him to the Burger King. They took him to Burger King so he would not feel the pains of hunger. In Canada, alhamdulillah, with our society, with having, you know, many good people in this society, with a government which is committed to make a transition, we are not feeling it in the same way as south of the border. Some attacks have come, but our attacks are coming mainly in a verbal sense and through the mass media. And this might be shocking for some Muslims. This might be shocking to hear that even here in Canada, with so many people who are committed to keep the society together, that this could happen. But we have to deal with reality. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us in Surah Ali Imran, verse 186, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, you shall certainly be tried and tested in your possessions and in yourselves. And you shall certainly hear much that will grieve you from those who receive the book before you and from those who worship partners besides Allah. But if you patiently persevere and if you guard yourself against evil, that will be indeed the greatest matter of resolution to resolve your problem. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. 2 points, 2 qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of, and that is taqwa and sabr. And these 2 qualities are not passive, they are active. Taqwa is an active quality, al-khawf wal-raja. Because if you fear something, you move away from it. If you want something, you move towards it. So having the consciousness of Allah helps us to guard against evil. And fasting in Ramadan also helps us to guard against evil with our tongues, with our eyes, with our ears, with our hands. And so it's an active concept. Sabah is also active. It's not pacification. Many years ago, the Marxist-Leninist socialist people said, religion is the opium of the people. They said that if you are religious, it's going to put you to sleep. But sabah is not to be put asleep. It is patient perseverance. It means we continue on. Hold the line. Continue on. no matter what the circumstances are. This is the patience that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. And it's patience not only in difficulty, but it's also a sabr al-afiyah. It is patience in good times, when you have everything. And how are you patient in good times? If Allah has given you wealth, if Allah has given you health, given you a relative state of peace like we are in here in this country, how do you respond? With shukr, with gratitude. You show gratitude for what Allah has given you, and you use the ni'mah, you use the blessings for ta'ah, for obedience to Allah. And so we show that gratitude by giving back of the wealth, taking care of our Islamic sentence, standing up, giving to the poor, helping the refugees, always being a source of comfort in this society. Because when the attack comes, and it will come because it came in the time of the Prophet ﷺ and has never ended, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us in Surah Ali Imran, which is such a well-packed chapter for these conditions. Allah told us in the 120th verse, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Then Allah said, if you have patience, and if you have the consciousness of Allah, their plan and plot will not harm you. Because surely Allah is surrounding with His knowledge. He knows everything that is going on. And so the two elements again are mentioned in the verse, sabr and taqwa. Because this is not our Islam. This way of life that we have taken on, it's not our personal property. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for somebody who wants to try to put it out, like the Islamophobes want to put it out, it's like a fool trying to blow out the sun. It's too hot. So you gather together, all your people together, and you blow out the sun. Can you put out the light of the sun? No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِيُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِي وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah has revealed, and they intend to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. But Allah will complete His religion, even though the deniers and disbelievers would despise this. And so, it is a challenge that we are under. Not by chance, it's a test. It's a test on us. Because we're moving toward the day of resurrection. We are moving toward major international cataclysmic changes, major environmental crises, major political crises. And Allah is testing us. Will we be the ones who can hold this light, hold on to this banner? Will we be the ones? Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was the best example to us, and he left us a legacy. And one tradition which is not so well known in our community, and especially in these times, we need to be reminded of it. Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, karramallahu wajha, when he was given the responsibility to bury the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, imagine this. He was the oldest male in the family. So he had to deal with the janazah, and he had to deal with the inheritance. But the Prophet ﷺ did not have many material things. One of the things he had was a sword. And Ali reports, in the hilt of the sword, he said, when I took possession of the weapon of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, I found in the hilt of the sword there was a parchment. Something was written. Okay, so the Prophet ﷺ must have dictated it to somebody. He knew Ali could read. And Ali continues. He said, I found a parchment in the hilt of the sword. And it said, Sil man qata'aka. وأحسن إلى من أساء إليك وقل الحق ولو على نفسك. What do people put on their weapons today? They are cursing their enemies. They put all types of terrible things. The Prophet ﷺ put in his sword as a legacy to us. He said, "Sil man qata'aka." Keep relations with those who cut you off. And do good to people, even if they harm you. And speak the truth, even if it is against yourself. So he has left us with three great principles that we should maintain our relationship with the society that we are in. Even though there are some who might try to cut us off, we will still remain. We are still part of this society. We still have a vote. We still have wealth in this society. We have children in this society. Many of us were born in this society. So keep relation with society. We're not going to hide and put our head under the ground like an ostrich who thinks he's safe. He's underground with his head under the ground. We're not going to do that. The Prophet ﷺ said, keep relations. Maintain yourself. And then he said, even if people are harming you, don't change your character. You don't fight evil with evil. We struggle against evil things with righteousness, strong, patient righteousness. And finally, and this is conflict resolution, speak the truth even if it is against yourself. So even if it is against me and somebody else is right, I will speak the truth. It's very easy to say to speak the truth. It's very easy if you're right and somebody's wrong, but what if they're right and you're wrong? That's conflict resolution, and we need it so desperately in our community. Because if we are divided as the fingers of a hand, the finger itself does not have that much power, but when it comes together, it's a hand. And the hand is capable of so much technology. We have seen what human hands have been able to develop. And our hands, alhamdulillah, have been strong developers of technology, strong supporters of righteousness throughout the ages. And we need to maintain this position no matter what the haters might say about us. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all things. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one ultimately that we have to return to. And unless we return to Him, our wealth and our sons, our children, it will not help us when we face Allah. Illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. Except the one who comes to Allah with a sound, pure heart, filled with peace and surrender to the will of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with peace and strength in these difficult times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our ranks. May Allah protect the children of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah protect and give the honor to the women of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah protect and guide the men of the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah bring into this Ummah balanced leadership to take us from darkness into light. And may Allah help us that our last word will be our best word. Kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin min kulli dhanbin istaghfiru innahu huwal ghafur. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد يا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال Every nation has a trial and test. And the trial and test of this nation is wealth. It's money. وَيَقُولَ الْحَقُّ سُبْحَانَهُ مُقْبِلًا وَآمِرًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا ربنا تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وأعمالنا كلها في شهر رمضان اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا همّا إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريدا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله